From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting in Geneva. As the two nations try to come to an agreement over military cooperation and information sharing in a bid to defeat Islamic State militants in Syria. This latest meeting comes amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria in order to clear out a pocket of land that's controlled by the Islamic State group. Meanwhile, Syrian government buses began evacuating the first of 4,000 civilians and hundreds of rebel fighters from the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Daraya on Friday. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the fighters will be allowed to leave for rebel-held Idlib province near the Turkish border.
Syrian state TV showed live footage of the first green government bus leaving the besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya. Several bearded rebel fighters could be seen inside the bus alongside their families. A Syrian army colonel overseeing the operation for the government told journalists things were going smoothly. He says the first batch of 300 rebel fighters, whom he calls terrorists, are being evacuated to the rebel-held province of Idlib, while some civilians who wish to remain in the Damascus area will be allowed to do so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And pro-Syrian government Al-Mayadeen TV reported 45 government buses would participate in the four-day operation. This is VOA News. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint, that is, near a police station in Cizre, southeast Turkey, Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, have claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. The town of Cizre is in a province that borders Syria and Iraq and has a large Kurdish population. France's highest administrative court has overturned a ban on burkinis, the full-body covering swimsuits worn by some Muslim women. The three-judge state council on Friday ruled the ban by the town of Villeneuve-Loubet dealt a serious and clearly illegal blow to fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Marwan Mohamed is the director of the Collective Against Islamophobia in France.
And so this impact is huge politically because it sends a clear message to the political elite that you cannot stigmatize part of the population just because of their religion.
The ban imposed by officials in Villeneuve-Loubet alleged that allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim that the High Court said was not supported by evidence. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some officials in the national government. France's prime minister has said that the burkini represents the enslavement of women. As rescuers dug through destroyed buildings, two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks, one registering magnitude 4.3 and the other 4.7, caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke, instilling panic in the town. Sergio Pirozzi is the mayor of Amatrice. He says, with the aftershocks yesterday, but especially this morning, the situation has worsened considerably. So in terms of the emergency, we have to make sure Amatrice does not remain isolated or risk further help being unable to get through. Since the original earthquake hit the town early Wednesday morning, the city has seen more than 500 additional aftershocks. Meanwhile, civil protection officials have revised the death toll from Wednesday's 6.2 magnitude quake to 267. Just before the close on Wall Street, trading was mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 were lower, but the Nasdaq was up. European markets closed higher. Asian trading was mixed. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.